I'm Nick Harcourt, it's 88.5, and we're sitting upstairs in the green room at Amoeba with Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile. Thank you, first of all, for having a chat with us. You just did a session, and we're going to a live thing in store, and we're going to play some of those songs back in the conversation. But why don't we just start talking about the record and how it came to be? I know you're going to get asked this a lot, but how did the what was the genesis of this collaboration?
Kurt emailed me one day. We kind of had mutual friends in Melbourne. I live in Melbourne, Australia, and he just kind of emailed me. We'd met a couple of times and said he had a song. He had a song that you'd written that you thought was
I wrote it for
you. You wrote it for me.
Which song was that?
Over Everything.
So how did the song come about? And when you say you wrote it for her,
I wrote it for. To do a duet with her, and she said yes.
But you guys had met obviously before, but
just briefly. But I was still, you know, shooting in the dark a little bit. But I was hoping that I could get her to do it because I was just became a fanboy.
So you were a fan, and you're like, oh, I'd like to do a song with her.
Yes.
Tell us about the song.
I guess coming from two songwriters that are sort of like in and out of their heads or something. I've heard in Courtney's lyrics, like, she freaks out about the Great Barrier Reef or things like that. Where is the Great Barrier Reef? No, I'm just kidding. I know.
Well, let me tell you.
Or, like, just going in and out of, like, writing music and being in your own head and freaking out about different things going on in the world all combined.
So he sent you the song?
I don't know if he sent it. We just kind of... So Kurt had an Australian tour booked, and I was at home working on my album, just kind of hanging out, and he had a couple of days off in Melbourne, and we booked a studio, and I think we sat down, and he kind of played it on an acoustic guitar. I don't know if he'd sent, like, a demo or something.
I wanted to, but I don't think I ever did.
Yeah. Because it wasn't really finished, right? And then we just kind of did it straight in the studio. Like, we got some friends to come around, and
Jim White and Mick Turner from the Dirty Three, they were kind of key
at that time. Was it just like, let's just do this one song? I mean, when did it turn into doing a bunch of songs?
It wasn't really supposed to be an album. We just kind of kept getting together and recording.
Over it.
Nick Harcourt with Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile, and that was recorded live at Amoeba just a couple of weeks ago. When you're writing the songs separately and thinking about recording them with each other when you actually get into the studio, I'm intrigued to know how they change once you guys sit down with a couple of other players and actually start to record them. Was some of the writing finished in the studio?
I think in my world, writing is always finished in the studio in some form, because you just feel it's easy. It's just, you're like capturing a moment and just fill in the blank. There's a lot of nerves there can be, and then you're like, oh, it's not, I don't have the whole song together, but then you realize the song's what, 3-4 minutes, and so you fill in the blanks pretty easily.
Yeah, nearly all of it was kind of full band, you know, set up, and then a couple of songs we kind of did, you know, without the bass, and then we dropped the bass in later. But most of it was kind of drums, guitars, vocals, and then we just, and we'd kind of, me and Kurt did some kind of keyboard bits over the top of things, and I kind of did some drums and bass, and you did bass.
Yeah, you played us.
You did like percussion, you did some tambourine and all those weird little bits to kind of, you know, paint around the rest of the song, just to kind of give it the little tasty bits.
Let's talk about Continental Breakfast.
Okay.
Sounds like something that people who are on the road would write. I don't know. Where did it come from?
Well, I had a bunch of I wrote the finger picking and a bunch of lyrics in Hawaii around the same time that Courtney sent me her cover of Peeping Tomboy. And that inspired me. And then, I don't know, toward the end of it, a long time ago, Courtney made some kind of joke that she was going to write a song about continental breakfasts and intercontinental friendships, basically. And then I just threw it in there and, you know, essentially stole it.
So, so you gave him the idea and he finished the song.
Well, That's
I just threw that in there.
Yeah.
a long short front, property unknown to me.
But I'm feeling inferior on the interior.
Don't you see?
Guarded and sentimental.
And after all, it's just a rental.
Lock, better lock, performing.
Telekinesis
on a priestess.
You won't believe what I might have, could have told you. But I wouldn't want to leave you tripping out over it. Okay, more so me, but, or just me. Watching the waves come in at night, from my back porch to port swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost.
Talk it over, continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bombay.
Somewhere on the sphere around here.
We're talking with Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile, who we've played in various incarnations of their music on the station over the years at 88.5. I'm Nick Harcourt, and we're going to wrap up the conversation, I think. But when you started doing this, clearly you didn't set out to do an album, but you ended up with a record, and now you're touring it as well. Is this really just sort of taking time out from individual careers and doing another project, or do you think this might become something that is ongoing?
I mean, Courtney's she's a good friend now. I would play with her any time we wanted to, but it's totally casual and like no pressure scenario. So
can you talk about Let It Go?
Yeah, that song, that's actually the one that we so it was the second one, but we did it backwards, right? We kind of did it to a drum machine.
Yep.
Because I didn't know if Jim, I hadn't really met Jim properly yet, and so we did it to a drum machine, and then he came in and I was like, can you play drums on my song? So he kind of drummed to the recording that we'd done, and
he's amazing to watch, because he's like, I said, is okay, I'll try something different, I'll try a different song.
He did it different every single time, you know, the Dirty Three.
Yeah
And just the most amazing drummer you've ever seen. He's just like, do you want me to try something different?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, try something
sure, different? Do whatever you want. Just keep playing. I could watch you play drums all day.
The album is out, obviously. I've got a vinyl copy in my hand right now. Do I have to give this back? It says $22 on it.
Yes.
That's yours for $22.
It's called Lot of Sea Lice, and continued fun on the road touring this, and thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Depends on what time day.
Speckled sunlight on my freckles.
Salty water curls my hair.
Run the race at your own pace.
You'll get
there. What comes first, the chorus or the verse?
I'm a bit blind at the moment.
They say the more you learn, the less that
you know.
You've gotta let it go before it takes you over. You've gotta let it go before it takes you over. You've gotta let it go before it takes you over. You've gotta let it go. Thank you.